This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Milers Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
Today's coffee break: Citi devalues hotel transfers. Boo! For many years, Chase was the only transferable points program with a valuable hotel option, namely Hyatt. Later, Bilt came along, and then there were two transferable points programs that were valuable for hotels because Hyatt points are worth a lot. So there were and still are other transferable points programs that transfer to different hotels, but most of those situations bring you poor value for your transferable points because most of those transfers are one-to-one and most hotel points other than Hyatt are worth less than a penny each. And so it's like, you know, it's worse than cashing out your transferable points for a penny each. Even Hilton, where Amex transfers one to two, Hilton points tend to be worth less than a half a cent each. So it's still worse than cashing out at a penny per point. So again, you know, Chase and Bilt were the only good options because Hyatt points were so valuable. And then Citi changed that in recent years because they started offering to double your points when you transfer to Choice. So Citi points, each Citi point became two Choice points. And even more exciting, they started quadrupling points transferred to preferred hotels, to their I Prefer program. So you got, for every one Citi point transfer, you got four I Prefer points. And so that was an exciting set of changes in the Citi ecosystem. And still, many people, including most of us at Frequent Miler, still preferred transferring to Hyatt, but this was a great alternative. And then recently, Hyatt announced award price changes that are coming up starting in May, I think. And it was looking like Citi was going to overtake Chase and Bilt as the best transferable points program for hotels.
But unfortunately, Citi has announced that as of April 19th, 2026, Citi Thank You Rewards are going to decrease in value for those transfers that Greg just mentioned. That date, April 19th, is sort of the hotel transfer doomsday because the transfer ratios to Choice Privileges and to I Prefer are going to decrease. Choice Privileges will become 1 to 1.5. So for every one Citi Thank You point, you'll get 1.5 Choice points, whereas previously it was 2 Choice points. So they're decreasing that. And Preferred Hotels is going to become 1 to 2. So every one Citi point will get you 2 Preferred Hotels I Prefer points instead of 4 I Preferred points. They're dropping that transfer ratio in half. So those are two pretty big drops that represent potentially significantly poorer value.
Yeah, it really makes a big, big difference. So before recording this, I looked at a couple examples of how things will change with point value. And now I picked out some options that today provide really good value, and let's look at what the changes will do to your points. So one of the best awards you can use your Choice points for is, there's this very well-regarded hotel in Oslo called The Thief. And for years, it only cost 20,000 Choice points per night. It's gone up now to 35,000. But still, that's a very good value. You know, cash rate for a time I looked at was $440. So that's you're getting 1.25 cents per point in Choice points, which is very good for Choice. Or with the current transfer ratio of Citi to Choice at 1 to 2, that gives you 2.5 cents per point value with your Citi points, which is really excellent. After the devaluation, that'll drop to 1.9 cents per point value with your Citi points, which is still not, it's still pretty good, but you know, it's a significant decrease. Mm-hmm. With I Prefer, I looked at the Londoner Hotel because that's one of the hotels that I've used most recently to use I Prefer points for. And it currently costs 100,000 points per night to use I Prefer points for that, versus after taxes and everything, about $750 a night, depending on when you stay there. So that would give you 0.75 cents per point with I Prefer points, or 3 cents per point with Citi under the current 1-to-4 transfer ratio. After the devaluation, though, the value from Citi, because it only doubles your points instead of quadrupling your points, the value from Citi will drop to 1.5 cents per point.
Yeah, so I mean that's obviously a significant decrease in value. That's a place that you could currently book with just 25,000 Citi points transferred to I Prefer, but you'll need 50,000 points going
50,000,
forward.
yeah.
So that's a pretty significant increase in award cost for anything really. I mean, doubling is it's never a good sign, or never really something we were excited to see. So that's a pretty big devaluation. So then I've got to ask you, Greg, will these new transfer ratios still be worthwhile at all? Do you think there's still chances to get value?
Yeah, I mean, there will be, and in fact, in the examples I just gave, you can argue that those are still decent value for your points. Choice being able to transfer at 1 to 1.5. Let's look at that. When we last looked at the value of choice points, we saw that the median value is 0.75 cents per point. But the 90th percentile, so if you're cherry picking the better awards, you're looking at 1 cent per point. So when you see that 1 cent per point or better, then you're getting with Citi 1.5 cents per point or better with your Citi points, which is okay. It's decent. It's something I would consider doing usually, but not really with the case of choice, because Choice frequently puts their points on sale. You want to talk about that next?
Yeah, they frequently sell points for around 0.7 cents per point. We've sometimes seen it go even a little bit lower than that, but about 0.7 cents per point is pretty typical when they put points on sale, and they put points on sale several times a year. And so if you look at it that way, then transferring from Citi to Choice at the 1.5 choice points per dollar, if you say, okay, well, I can buy a choice point for 0.7 cents, or I can take one Citi point and turn it into 1.5 of those, then you're really only getting just a little tiny bit over 1 cent per Citi point. If you were to just cash out your Citi points at 1 cent per point, you could, in other words, buy almost the same number of choice points when they're on sale, potentially even a little bit more sometimes when they're on a better sale, because they do drop a little bit below that from time to time. So that just makes it seem like not a terribly good value at 1 to 1.5. I mean, especially if points are on sale, then you're just not getting very much value for your Citi points. And I probably wouldn't be transferring. I would just be looking at buying Citi points in that case, or I'd be looking to transfer from a different program.
Yeah, I mean, Wells Fargo, they don't have many transfer partners, but one that they do, at least as we record this, is Choice 1-to-2, just like Citi currently has. And we haven't heard anything about Wells Fargo planning to devalue that. So hopefully that'll stick around. And if you have Wells Fargo points, then, that's definitely where I would look first. Anyway, in fact, if you had both Wells Fargo and Citi points, even right now, I'd rather transfer from Wells to Choice than from Citi to Choice, because Citi has a lot more transfer partners overall, where you could potentially get better value. And so I would always use my Wells Fargo points first.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, into the same math here, if you could buy points at 0.7 cents per point, even at 1-to-2, you're looking at 1.4 cents per point in value, which we just a second ago said that at the 90th percentile, if you get 1.5 cents in the new ecosystem, okay, but not wildly exciting. So even the 1-to-2, truthfully, as compared to point sales, has never been amazing.
Right.
In my opinion, it's been potentially good, and there are times when you can do really well. But if you could buy points on sale, I think the more accurate sort of comparison as to what it would cost you to buy the points. And so I've always found this to be a reasonable use of city points, but not wildly exciting.
We hope you're enjoying the Frequent Miler On The Air podcast. Did you know that Frequent Miler is also a website?
At frequentmiler.com, you'll find all the latest deals, news about points, miles, and rewarding credit cards, the single best credit cards page on the web, guides to all popular rewards programs, and many other terrific resources.
If you'd like to get our posts sent to your email, go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe and sign up for free. Yeah. Although, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that, you can do the transfers anytime, whereas the point sales are only available during certain times. So, you know, I've always appreciated the ability to get decent value at any time with the 1-2 transfer. At 1.5, I would not be looking at it.
Well, wait, you just a second ago said that you get 1.5 cents per point at 1.5. So if the points aren't on sale, right, and you're able to redeem your choice points for 1 cent per point, so you can get 1.5 choice points per city point, wouldn't you transfer? I mean, wouldn't you? Right now, like if we compare against cash prices, you're only looking at like a 1.4. But a second ago, you seemed not excited about 1.5. But you could do that anytime too.
Yeah, but when you're doing the transfer at any time to from 1.2, you're getting the ability to get whatever the value is at any time. I'm getting kind of lost in this conversation to tell you the truth.
Fair. That's fair.
This is supposed to be a coffee break. We need to move on. Let's talk preferred hotels. So will it be worth it at the new transfer rate at 1-2? So here's the thing. On average, I prefer points are worth about half a cent each. So there are situations where, you could get more like maybe a penny per point value. So a 1-2 transfer might get you up to 2 cents per point value. But on average, you're only looking at half a cent value for your I prefer points. So at 1-2 transfer, you're looking at on average 1 cent per point. That's not interesting at all.
No, not at all. And you could transfer from Capital One at the same 1-2, from Capital One to I prefer. So I agree. I mean, maybe if you see a really outsized award value redemption, I guess maybe, but in general, probably not. I guess I've seen a few here and there where I preferred points were worth more than half a cent, but it's not as common. And so generally speaking, I think the transfers to I prefer pretty dead.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that brings up the big question. Should we transfer before April 19th so that we get in on these, the current really good transfer ratios? What do you think?
That's a great question. I think that's a good frequent miler question, a good Greg the frequent miler question. So, I mean, what would you do? Would you transfer them all now and get your 1-2? What do you think? Choice or 1-4 to preferred?
Yeah. So, with choice, I wouldn't do it prospectively. I mean, if I knew I had something I need to book, then sure, I'd consider it. But because of us talking about, the sales on choice points, I would rather prospectively look for the best sale and then buy some choice points if I knew I was going to need choice points sometime in the future, because it's not that amazing deal compared to the price of points when they're on sale. With I prefer, though, that 1-4 transfer is really, really good. The flip side is that I prefer hotels. Like there's just not that many worldwide. Not all preferred hotels are bookable with I prefer points. And whether or not they're bookable with I prefer points also changes at times. It might have to do with how full they are or something. I don't know. But the point is, it's very hard to bank on. Like, if you're not ready to book now, will you be able to find a great use of your I prefer points in the future? So it's sort of unknown, but it is a slamming good deal, or it can be a slamming good deal. So for me, I would, look deeply into the I prefer the collection of hotels that are at least available today. Try to determine are the ones that you would reasonably likely stay at over the next 2 years, are those good values with points compared to cash? And if so, then I would think about. Let's do the transfer now with the hope that I'd be able to use them for good value in the future because I am likely to book this or that hotel. It's a bit of a gamble, but I think I would do it just because it is a really good deal.
I didn't know you were such a gambling man, Greg. I think this is a I think it's a stretch, to be honest. It's like there are times when you will get good value, but like I think that that's a pretty big stretch. I think it's easy for people like you and me maybe to say, okay, well, sometime in the next couple of years, I'll plan a trip around booking one of these. But I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a stretch to think, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to prioritize using these and only if I get good value. And they may devalue. We don't know. We don't have very much history on preferred hotels to really have a solid idea as to what the value of those is going to be a year or two from now. I think the way I'd look at it is, and this is maybe not even perspective, but if I'm willing to plan a trip, near term, like within the next year, if I'm willing to plan a trip around using the iPreferred points and say, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to be able to get this great value from iPreferred in the future, and I probably will still get similar value out of my Hilton points and my Marriott points and whatever else next year, the year after that. But this year, I'm willing to plan this year's trip around finding a great way to use this transfer, bonus, this transfer ratio, I guess, while it's still in effect, then maybe yes, I would say, okay, you know what? If I'm willing to do that and plan the trip around the great I prefer redemption, and it's going to be more near term than long term, like without any plan, then I think maybe I'd consider it. And there are some great play, like Greg said, there are some slamming deals. I had kind of slept on preferred hotels for a long time because I just didn't find many in places where I wanted to go. And then I got looking at planning a summertime trip in Europe, in Switzerland, in Austria, and I've seen all these great places that look like it'd be amazing if I were a skier and wanted to go in the wintertime. And so like if I were willing to say, okay, well this winter we're gonna go skiing in, the Swiss Alps. Because this is the last chance to use I prefer, then I think I would consider the speculative transfer. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm like there's they aren't everywhere you want to be by any stretch. So you'd have to be pretty confident that you're gonna be willing to go
I
out of the
actually
way.
don't think you and I are saying
We're
that
not
different
really
of
saying
things because I
different. Not
did preface
really.
it all with you'd have to look at the maps, you'd have to figure out
Yeah, you're
are there
right.
hotels that you're likely to stay at. I didn't say just I would just do it, and
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know that I personally will do it at all.
Yeah.
I myself need to, go through the hotels and see are there ones that I'm likely to do,
That's
and if
fair.
so, I'll probably transfer enough to book what I think. Of course, it's possible City will offer transfer bonuses to iPrefer and Choice in the future. I don't know how likely it is that they would have to offer 100% transfer bonus to make the iPrefer thing as good as it is today, and that seems unlikely to me that we'll see that. But with Choice, I think it's pretty likely we'll see it go back to one to two
Back to
every
one to
now and
two.
then.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're totally right about that. We probably will. And the thing that we haven't mentioned and probably should have with preferred hotels is that sometimes they're bookable via Choice and not via I prefer, or sometimes they're better value with one or the other, and it's not necessarily what you would expect at first glance. So it's worth looking at I prefer, but then also checking and seeing, oh, is that property available through Choice for a better deal? Greg has a great map that you can check out. If you look up, just Google for frequent miler guide to booking preferred hotels, you'll find his map. And that's a great resource to check out to see which would be your better deal in most cases. All right,
Yep.
so
All
final
right.
question here, big question. Is the city ecosystem dead to us? Is this it? Are you done after this transfer, these transfer ratios change on April 19th, 2026? Will you stop using City or thinking of City as a hotel program?
I will definitely not stop using City. Those are two different questions, though. So City has some great airline transfer partners like American Airlines. I sometimes get unbelievable value from American Airlines, usually for booking American Airlines partners, but sometimes for booking AA itself. EVA is a great option if you want award availability to Asia. Cathay, they still have one-to-one, whereas like Amex has reduced the transfer ratio to Cathay. They have JetBlue at one-to-one or some transferable points programs have JetBlue at worse than one-to-one, and of course the usual crowd of airline partners like you can transfer to Avios, Avianca Life Miles, Flying Blue, Virgin. They don't have Air Canada Aeroplan, so that is a hole in their program. But otherwise, I think they're very strong on the airline side. On the hotel side, I mean, I won't look to them going forward as like the go-to for hotel redemption. They have quite a few options, but they're all now kind of like decent but not exciting value, is the way I see them.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how to put it. But don't forget, they also have leading hotels of the world. So, that's one that we haven't really mentioned at all in this show because that's not changing at this point. But
Yeah.
it's another,
But even
okay
that, it's
option.
like you're getting around what 1.6 cents per point or something like that. It's decent, but it's not terribly exciting to me. But again, I mentioned this a second ago. Don't forget, Citi does seem to like transfer bonuses these days. They did 17 transfer bonuses in 2025. They did 14 in 2024 and in 2023 as well. I mean, that's a lot of transfer bonuses, and so I expect that to continue, and that makes Citi points valuable as well.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.